This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
After a year off, the North American International Rodeo returns this year. Kentucky Venues President David Beck says this year's rodeo is set for the second weekend of the North American.
The North American Championship Rodeo, and that'll be in Freedom Hall on November the 11th through the 13th. It starts each night at 7:30, so we're back to a full rodeo. We have a full North American. We'll have various exhibits in the commercial area, so we're looking forward to everybody being here.
Beck says the rodeo attracts rural and urban people alike.
We'll have a lot of urban people that come in that may not be involved in direct involvement with agriculture. I was talking to some people yesterday that grew up in Louisville, and they're looking forward to this year's rodeo. They want to come and enjoy that.
He adds there are a number of family traditions associated with the rodeo.
I've got a gentleman here at one of the banks I talk with, and he's been bringing his granddaughter, and she's a young adult now, every year. Since she was big enough to start attending with him.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
Rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 11th through the 13th. Bring your friends to the North American International Livestock Expo and Country Store before the competition begins, 7:30 nightly. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com. The North American International Livestock Expo returns to Louisville November 5th through the 18th. More than 10 livestock divisions with thousands of animals under one roof. Admission is scheduled online at LivestockExpo.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
David Beck says livestock shows in North America are more than just competition among exhibitors.
For those who are in the industry, to be able to compete, but also when it looks at the genetics, to be able to produce a product that the consumer demands and wants to meet your expectation. There's been a lot of research and modification down through the years to try and produce exactly what the consumer wants.
He adds the shows oftentimes help shape the food supply.
The North American plays a key role in that, in our whole food supply chain. Allow us to produce enough food to feed ourselves and a good part of the world.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts. Traveling the Bluegrass.